You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah! A fully shooed talk show host over here. You got your shoes on today, Al? You ready to go?
You know this, Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm always barefoot. Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm barefoot. Uh-huh. I walk into LA Live without shoes.
Part of me
took this because of your son. We've talked about this before. Dodger Stadium, there's people without, they're not wearing anything. They're cruising Dodger Stadium without shoes.
Barefoot?
Barefoot.
I've been fortunate enough to have never seen that.
Yeah, so when I went, this guy was walking around without shoes on, and he had his feet up against the railing.
That's gross.
It was Bobby.
It may have been.
It was Bobby.
Bare feet generally.
Bro, I
got to
be honest with you. I hate now doing a show without Bobby. Bobby,
you got used to him that quickly?
Such a hit yesterday, and the fact that now he's gone, let's get him on Zoom, and let's get him a Comrex. Let's get him a Comrex immediately.
You've made a huge mistake. Let me just tell you right out of the chute that you've made a really big mistake, because the odds of him listening right now, I'd say 50-50.
Okay.
There's a very good chance that he could be listening right now.
I thought you said he wakes up like at 2:30.
Well, it's 10, so we got a chance. Like I said, it's not 90-10. It's 50-50. He could be sound asleep right now, but he could also be listening, and he will definitely go back and listen to the podcast because he's going to want to hear his own name a few times.
Yep.
That's what he wants to do. He's probably on Google right now pricing
up
Comrexes.
I'm just saying, as a
company, there's one for a couple
hundred.
How have
we not
invested
into a Comrex for Bobby? Did people not hear Bobby yesterday and understand how important and a key piece of the show?
His brother was unimpressed. He listened to the podcast last night. And said, I don't think he's that good.
His brother doesn't sound like anything will impress him from what I've been told.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. He's hard to impress. He's hard to move the needle for.
Bobby, T-Raj, and Slee.
I mean, I don't see any downside to it. I don't see any downside to it.
How you feeling?
I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great. I would wish there was some basketball that would get me excited at some point or another,
happening.
But that feels like that's not happening anytime soon. You feeling all right?
If I'm taking off and I love the NBA, right? And if I'm the guy exiting 6 minutes into a game between Boston and Miami, I can't imagine what the casual fan is doing. Like, what's a casual fan doing?
I have no idea. I'll be honest. I'm not a casual NBA fan. I think I follow it more closely than the average person.
Yeah.
But I'm a Laker person. I want the Lakers to win. I want the Lakers to win championships. I want the Lakers to go to the playoffs. I want the Lakers to make news. I want the Lakers to do this, that, and the other thing.
Oh, they're making news. Don't worry about
really.
That.
No, their news is that they haven't really done anything.
That is the news.
Right, but the non-news is not super exciting to me. Yeah. But at least you've turned on. I want to see Steph make a shot at the buzzer. I want to see something happen.
Yeah, not these playoffs.
The Heat scored their starters. What did they score? -9 points yesterday?
Total from the starting lineup.
Awful. Like, I can't even get invested
Eastern
in
Conference
how much I hate
finals,
it.
Game four. They had 18 points total
What's going on between their five starters. Is it as simple as we don't have the best teams? Are these not the four best teams? It feels like the Celtics are one of the four best teams.
Feels like the Warriors.
It feels like the Warriors are one of the four best teams. But Dallas and Miami certainly don't feel like that. Even though Miami's the number one seed.
2-2.
Yeah, and Miami's the number one seed, but it's like, I don't put it to you this way. I don't have to watch Jimmy Butler play basketball. Mm-hmm. I have to watch Giannis.
Yep.
I have to watch LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
Have to watch Steph.
KD. Yep.
Like, I got to see it. What are they going to do? Even guys that, like Chris Paul, who I'm not a huge fan of, I want to see what Chris Paul's going to do in the playoffs to see if he does it again.
I'll tell you what he's going to do. You know that one.
Well, that's probably true, too. But how is he going to do it? What, is he going to miss? Is he not going to make his free throws? Is he going to dribble the ball off his foot? Like, how is it going to go wrong?
How will he fail?
Right. Kind of the schadenfreude of it all, right? Like, how is this thing going to come off the tracks? You don't even have that.
No. So this is the best thing I come up with. I think the best round in the Eastern Conference came in the last round. It was the Bucks and the Celtics, and I don't think we're going to get anything better than that in the East. Unfortunately, for the Bucks, Middleton wasn't there. I think in the West, you know what the problem is in the Western Conference? as much and as excited as you and I were to see Luka get past the Suns, mm-hmm.
They're not a great team.
They're not a great team.
Yeah.
And they're the Warriors are a great team.
Yes.
So I think the blowouts that we're getting has more to do with, if you said, okay, give me the best in the NBA versus the best in the NBA, you don't always get it that way, right? Like, you don't always get seven-game sets. Sometimes, if Phoenix doesn't choke in game seven and down 40 at some point, and they get onto the Western Conference Finals, you're telling me the Suns and the Warriors are not a better matchup?
Of course they are.
Team perspective, a matchup. Luka's kind of on his own little island, and you and I are... I've just figured it out.
It's Luka's fault.
Luka's fault.
It's Luka's fault because I need him to do what he did against the Suns.
Well, here's the problem. Even if he does it, it's not enough.
I know. That's what I mean. So do more. Get 60. get 65. Like, let's do something nuts. Because
we
the
just
40.
Need Dinwiddie to drop 38.
It doesn't work, man.
No,
even if he. I mean, I just. We got the Dodgers need to do something. The Angels need to, somebody needs to do something to fully get the NBA. Like, you know, like when you go out to eat and you eat something, it's like, it's okay, but it's not quite, you need a little bit of a piece of gum or some sorbet or something to kind of cleanse the palate and keep it moving. I need an NBA palate cleanser. The Lakers need to hire a coach. That's what it is. The Lakers need to hire a coach, and then we can focus on this guy or that guy. We did get a little Darvin Ham like love this morning. We were having a conversation with somebody
we had a big board meeting.
Yeah, 3-minute board meeting.
What do you call that mean? I think this was kind of a
sit down.
I think I call it.
You call it a sit down.
It was a shareholders meeting. It was a shareholders.
I don't know if we have any shares. I was just going to say, the shares feel like there are not many of them.
Yeah.
There's like two. You have one and I have one.
And I think he has all the other. It's a lot of shares. You're right. There was some Darvin Ham love there.
A little bit of, no, that guy's got the goods. That guy could be the guy that could come in and motivate and inspire and excite.
I got to tell
And maybe it's just a matter of I'm looking for anything to get excited about this group.
I'm going to tell you something kind of funny. So, yes, last night I'm doing Lakers talk, right? I swear, Funches was helping, you know, put the show together and everything else. I'm like, at some point, I'm like, Funch, I literally think this was the exact same conversation a week ago. And he's like, yeah, because they still haven't hired a coach. It's the same candidates all over again. The only difference that happened yesterday was, well, maybe Doc Rivers still has a chance.
But other that's just, that, okay, so that's 2 weeks ago.
And Doc Rivers, no, that's right.
Right? They
Doc
said
Rivers
it last
started
week.
A month ago.
Right. Doc, at the end of the season, was a candidate. And then they were playing, so it's kind of backburnered. And then they get eliminated, and Daryl Morey says, no, we're keeping him. So you figure, okay, that's the end of that. And now fast forward a couple of weeks from there, and now he's back in. It's just, it's the same story from 3 weeks ago. Instead of a week ago, it's 3 weeks ago.
It's like, it's a remix. It's basically a remix. That's what happened.
Groundhog Day featuring Doc Rivers. Why not?
All right, does Magic have the answer?
He's got an answer. I don't know if he has the answer. He's got an answer for what he would do or what he thinks the Lakers should do to try to get Russell Westbrook back in the fold.
Okay, before we get into that, honest answer. When Magic talks about anything Lakers, does it hit you? Like, does it bother you? Is it, oh my gosh, is this guy talking? What comes out when you know Magic's going to do something with First Take or one of these other networks?
I've got a word for you. I've got a word for you, and I'll explain it when we come back to the other side. Noisy. It's noisy. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that's a good thing. That's coming up next. We'll peel the onion on that. Plus, we got the Russell Westbrook. What do you do when you're going to sit down with a guy that doesn't want to be here? Maybe you don't want to be here. How do you fix that?
Oh,
Magic has an idea. Magic's got it. That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I haven't seen Chris around yet today. Are we doing our lit? Is it a lit? Is that happening?
Yeah, he was pissed at you.
Chris was?
Yeah.
About what?
Not sure.
It's nothing new. By the way, when he told me he went to Togo's twice in one day, and yep. I hit him back, like, and nothing, just radio silence. I must have really done something this time.
He's pissed. He didn't want anybody to know he went to Togo's.
No, I don't think he cares about that. I think he's okay putting that out.
How
on
about
the
he
street?
Got all the way to the Arby's parking lot and then didn't order anything?
Yeah,
if I'm getting to the parking lot of Arby's, I'll get something if I got that far.
Well, it depends. Or you could get in that point, like, you know what? I've reconsidered. And you turn and you go down.
Here's my
the
only
road.
Reconsider. Remember a couple weeks ago I told you I went to In-N-Out and the line was too long. And it was 11:30 and I already ate dinner. Like, there was no need. There was no more calorie.
You were looking for a double-double nightcap.
There was no need. Like, I wasn't even hungry. I was just like, yeah, that sounds good. That is a good way. That's a good reason to leave where you are. Not if In-N-Out was wide open, I would have got the.
Yeah, you're going through the line.
Arby's, I have a good feeling, is wide open.
What's a worse decision? That last drink that you don't need, right? So, you know, you're out late and so, okay, one more. Hey, no, I got to go. Mm-hmm. One more.
That's Friday
one
night.
One more, okay? That you never need the one more. Never. Mm-hmm. We all do it, but you don't need it. Or that, you know, I'm not really hungry, but there's an In-N-Out on my way home, so I'm going to swing through. Which is a worse decision? Which makes you feel worse both physically and mentally the next day?
What if it's not In-N-Out? Because, like,
you're
In-N-Out,
getting a salad at 11:45.
No. What I'm saying is there's a big difference between In-N-Out and Jack in the Box.
Okay.
There's a big difference between In-N-Out and Burger King or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So In-N-Out, I almost feel like even if it's a bad decision, it's kind of a good decision because it's In-N-Out because the food's actually really good. But if you're telling me that I just went to, I got a Jumbo Jack, two tacos, and
curly fries.
And some curly fries.
Those are good, too.
Compared to getting one extra drink,
yeah.
I think the worst idea would be the food.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think that's a bad way to
do it.
It's
the calories versus, like, how you feel the next day. So the next day after that, so I've done this before where, like, oh, a nightcap isn't too bad. I came home from the bar, like, oh, I'll make myself, you know, a little drink at home. Definitely don't need to do that whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I also have a story from yesterday kind of regarding this. So I did the fasting thing for about a little over 12 hours. So I didn't eat from like 6 p.m. to about 3 p.m. the next day. So it was a pretty long time. So then I went to Chick-fil-A right afterwards because that was like right next to where I was getting tested. And I ordered probably way too much, probably two people's worth of food. And then that's all I ate that day. So I had a chicken sandwich and a salad and fries. And that filled me up until this morning when I ate breakfast.
It's like the intermittent fasting, right? Just, you know.
Just one meal a day.
Just have one meal in the middle of the
day.
Yeah.
A huge meal in the middle of the day.
Go 16 hours, I think it is. What are you supposed to go? Like 16 hours without eating. You have like an 8-hour window to eat.
Is it eat whatever you want? Is that what it is? You still have to kind of stay in your shoes, right?
We always try to like sell ourselves on.
I can eat.
Well, if I just do
just a pound
this.
Of bacon.
If I just do this, I'm good with everything else. Like, no, you still probably got to eat healthy.
It's time for some Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. So magic on Russell Westbrook.
You said noisy. Tell me more. Because before we get into this, magic, look, he's always going to have an opinion on the Lakers. B, he's going to be promoting something where eventually Lakers are going to get brought up, and he's going to give his honest opinion. Beneficial? Does it hurt the team? Does it not mean anything? Do you pay a lot of attention to it? How do you view it?
What have I said dozens of times with my concern with the Lakers is?
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
There you go. That's it. And every time I hear Magic
offer... Is he a major cook in the kitchen?
He's Magic Johnson. Every time he says something, it merits consideration. He's Magic Johnson.
To us. I'm Rob Pelinka, is Rob Pelinka sitting back and saying, well, Magic said this, I better than do it.
Maybe not quite like that, Al, but you would be hard-pressed to convince me that if Magic Johnson is over there on First Take, on Get Up, or wherever Magic shows up, in The Athletic... Mm-hmm. And says something, it's coming back. It's coming across my desk at some point. It's coming across Jeannie's desk at some point, or he's calling Jeannie directly or
100%.
Whatever. I can't pretend I don't see it. I do see it. I do. And whether I agree with it or not, it's in there, right? It's really hard to completely shut out. And this isn't Alan Sliwa saying they should hire this guy, or Travis Rogers thinks that Darvin Ham's a better fit than Terry Stotts. Whatever. That's easy to ignore. Magic Johnson says something. People are going to listen. It's going to get repeated. It's going to get in there. And I'm not saying that he doesn't have insight. He's Magic Johnson. I'm going to say it again. He's Magic Johnson. But when you're saying, well, you know, just sit down, find the right coach to fix Russell Westbrook, have a dinner with him, talk it out, figure out what he needs, figure out what he can do differently. It's just more stuff. It's more noise. It's more opinion. And it's not just anybody's opinion. It's Magic's opinion. And it carries weight. And if I'm trying to really drill down on what it is that I want to do and who I want to hire and the roster I want to build and the guy that I want to get out of here, or I'm going to stretch, or I'm going to trade, or I'm going to move, and I got this incredibly powerful personality and voice over here saying stuff, it's noisy. It's very hard to turn it out and pretend it's not happening, especially if that noise is my boss's friend, is my boss's confidant, is the person that my boss really trusts like a brother and has an incredible deal of respect for. And they're saying, over here, over here, over here. And I'm thinking, I don't want to go over there. It's noisy. There's so much stuff.
I feel like if you're Rob Pelinka at this point, it should be more outside noise. I'm not saying that other people aren't going to listen
to it.
Update,
Chris just walked by the window.
Yeah, I saw him walking through there. Yeah, he just left Arby's.
Did he have any Togos in his hands?
They don't open till 11. So he didn't get a chance to go. But to me, I look at it as, I think it's more outside noise. And if I'm Pelinka, that's not to say that he's not going to hear it. That's not going to say that it's not going to have some type of impact within that kind of inner circle. Trav, Magic left the organization how many years ago? Basically threw Rob Pelinka, not basically, threw Rob Pelinka under the bus on his way out, said you can't trust this guy, but everything else that he ended up doing. At this point, you're at a stage of your president of basketball operations career where I can't worry about Magic Johnson. I already had this running with Magic back in the days. Ultimately, at the end of the day, I just got to make my own decisions. Magic's opinion's never going to stop on the Lakers, and it shouldn't. It's Magic Johnson. But how you let that impact you or influence you?
That's my point. What you're saying is what should happen.
I'll tell you why.
And I agree with you.
I'll tell you why.
But how do you prevent the most popular Laker of all time from influencing your decision
when
he's very loud with his opinions?
Couple things. First off, Magic is all over the place. So it's not like Magic has got this track record over the last couple of years like, that was perfect, that was perfect, that was perfect. I think there's that part of it. Magic is doing what Magic does. The other side of it, too, is why are you going to worry about Magic Johnson when you are literally in a position right now where a year from now you could potentially not even have this job president? Remember we were talking about this yesterday. 3 years ago, maybe it's a different conversation. Maybe you're trying to make sure everybody's kumbaya, I'm here with everybody. Mm-hmm. Don't you reach a point at some time, we've talked about this before, don't you reach a point it's like, you know what, I don't even care anymore. I'm going to do things my way, and if I lose my freaking job going down, at least I'm going to go down, with my own beliefs, now we'll go to the what Magic said to Russ, or Magic said as far as, this was to David Aldridge on The Athletic. So he's got an idea for Russ.
Okay.
You want to read this, or you want me to read it?
Magic says, well, it can only work if you've got the coach, the right coach. To me, it comes down to who's the coach. Whatever happened this season, how can you make it better with Russell? How can you make it more comfortable? So they've got to figure all these things out. Take him out. Take him to dinner or sit him down. How can this thing be better? Because if he's going to be there, it's got to be better. I guess whoever they name, that's the first thing they're going to have to do. And you can't sit him down once. You're going to have to sit him down for a week or two to try to figure things out. That's what Magic said that they need to do with Russ. I want to take this piece by piece. I'm okay with the idea.
Yeah.
Of the right coach. You need the right coach. Okay. Somebody tell me who that is and why.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Somebody tell me who that is and why. Because we'll get to him later. Kevin Garnett, these are the guys they're bringing in. Okay. Everybody's got these opinions on this.
Well, people like.
Who's available that's
going
out there that you think is going to come in and it's like, oh, they got him? Look out.
Can I tell you something?
Oh, my gosh. Look out. Who's that guy?
Let's say you were on the Terry Stotts. Just say you're the Terry Stotts guy. And you're going to say, Al, this is why you hire him. And you go through all your reasons. And then I sat here and I said, well, I think Darvin Ham's the right guy. And I went through all my reasons. And then somebody else sitting right there and saying, you know what? Kenny Atkinson, he had one stint in Brooklyn. Now's the time to give him another shot. The point that I'm trying to make is anyone can make a case for any of these guys. Mm-hmm. None of them stand out to where you're like, yeah, that's the clear-cut favorite. So the piece you were talking about, KG or saying whatever he said, I think people just like – They like seeing when the Lakers are down and making as much noise as possible, but they're also, I don't think, as a candidate.
But
where...
the opening line of this is it can only work if you've got the coach, the right coach. I need to know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to know who the coach is that sits down with Russell Westbrook across some you know, some burrata and bread,
mm-hmm,
and says, okay.
Where do you take him?
Yeah. Sun-dried tomato. You know, we're going to go mid to start. Nice, but not too. We're mm-hmm going to work up to, you know, Spago or Nobu. We're gonna work our way to that spot. What do you tell a guy who has played one way his entire life, came here from another place, continued to play that one way, when everybody's like, dude, yeah, stop doing yeah that. And then when it was done, said, well, they didn't let me do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly the light bulb did not go off. Like, hey, you know what? Maybe it's me. It wasn't that. What coach and what are the magic words to get him? Hey, everything you've ever done, every day of your life, I need you to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? It's insane. There is no dinner. There is no order. There are no series of appetizers and entrees and desserts that make the light go on right there. There's no talking this man off the ledge.
Do you agree then that's why I take some of this magic stuff with a grain of salt, right? Like, I get it. I understand it's Magic freaking Johnson. But you reading that quote, does something come out to you and say, you know, I never thought about that?
No.
You know, Magic really has an unbelievable point.
That's
right,
why
there.
It's so noisy, although, because it's Magic. If Magic said, you know what we should do is we should reshuffle the days of the week. Instead of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Friday should come in the middle. And we'll start calling Saturdays Tuesdays. It'd be like, what is he
or
talking
about? This?
About?
How about this?
But the point is, if Magic says it, it's in the universe, and now you got to manage it somehow.
If Magic said this, just hypothetically, guys, go look what's happening in the NBA. Darvin Ham's your guy. That's the guy you should bring in. I mean, I'm just giving my opinion on it. But he's a former player. He's going to have the relationship with the players. There isn't anything like that, right? So it's very broad. What he says is so incredibly broad, right? Like, I can't really take anything with that and take it seriously, I guess, is the best way to put it, because I don't know if there's some there. You know what's kind of funny on the Russ piece? If Russ were, and I've said this before, you said it when they first brought him. If you start training camp next year and Russ is still on your team, that just to me seems like such a, wow.
A failure.
They weren't able to shop him. I think Russ wants to leave, my opinion, as much as the Lakers would like him to go. Like, Russ is probably like, hey, this whole thing doesn't work. But to kind of think that he comes back and that's what you roll the ball out with next year, that's a tough one to swallow.
There does seem to be a little bit of schadenfreude going on with the other teams around the league, other players around the league, just enjoying the entire Laker dysfunction.
Oh,
Kevin Garnett is the latest to get into it. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Ten seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed. A live imaging Tuesday is on, boys. How we doing?
It's lit.
I was hoping to
see you weren't going
to
be here today.
Yeah, we thought. We didn't know what happened.
I was delayed on a morning call with a different client.
Okay.
I was like, guys, you should hear what we're doing in L.A. with Slee. I was hoping to hear the see the great Bobby Rogers in here today.
Yeah, no, he's
Ask
back.
Bobby.
He's back in Eugene. You got to hear him yesterday, though, right?
It was stunning to me, and also a little scary. Are you texting with him right now? Hey,
no.
Man, what's up?
No, I he won't give me his number. Okay. I kept asking for it, but he won't give it
to me.
I'm
sure you could slide in a DM somewhere. It was scary to me how much he sounded like you when he impersonated you.
That's what Mace said.
Yeah.
That's what that he, I mean, he's heard me more than anybody not named Susan. So he's heard a lot of it.
What do we do here? Because Francis.
Are you wearing a sweater or a sweatshirt?
That's a sweatshirt. It's got the little V. It's a crew neck sweatshirt.
Yeah.
That's kind of masquerading.
While you take a picture.
I did it already. I'm fast with that trigger finger.
Francis and Glendale.
What up, party people?
Bobby, hey, Travis, hey, and Slee, BTS. I really think we got to. What
like
do we do
Like the
here?
Band BTS, or he wants it behind the scenes?
No, just
I think
Bobby, Travis.
He wants to call BTS like the band.
Bobby, Travis, and Slee.
I kind of like. Oh, he's talking about that.
Yeah.
If
so
Bobby comes in.
If Bobby comes. What do we do from here?
Well, Travis isn't a contract yet.
He obviously.
Right. Maybe he can undercut me.
I would hope.
He obviously killed it yesterday, so I think the only thing left is some type of contract where he comes in once a week. I mean, how are we doing this? What's the deal with the Comrexes? Any extra Comrexes left?
Probably. We can figure it out. I just think it's fascinating that Mason now is figuring out, oh, crap, I don't have a kid to bring in and put him on the air. So he's hunting for some long-lost child.
Is there a big brother program?
You guys didn't know that this is my kid. And this guy comes on. Hey, I'm Steve Mason Jr. What's going on? Because, you know, Mason now, the reason when you said that he brought it up to you tells me it is – it is swimming around in that destructive brain of Steve Mason's.
No,
you are not.
He mentioned that we sound a little bit alike. I just picture him running in here, some guy that's in his late 30s. Like, this is my son, Steve Jr. And he's here to kind of to talk about all the things that we talk about and just kind of follow
Bobby
in the
took
footsteps.
The Amtrak from L.A. to San Diego without shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, really? Did you hear the story yesterday?
I didn't hear that part.
You heard the first one about the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
So this was when he was 15 years old.
Yeah, this is not when he was 9.
We drive down to Oceanside to get on the train to go to San Diego to go to the Padre game. No shoes. So he's walking through the train station in downtown San Diego.
So then they had to go to like a CVS to go get
shoes. This is where we say, what about the parents?
No.
Yeah.
At 9 years old, you can make the case that when he was 9, it's our fault. Not when he's 15.
That's the root of this whole thing.
When these sort of things come up, you know who I go to. Producer Emily, have you ever ridden a train barefoot?
No, that's disgusting. I don't go anywhere in public.
This
barefoot.
Is from a girl that eats pizza off the floor, just for the record.
I don't want to get fungus in my feet. I'm very big about not wearing my bare feet places.
Thank God the beard's back on Trav, by the way.
What do you mean?
Oh, thank God.
You don't like beardless Travis?
Oh, that's like beardless Chris. Nobody needs it. At this point in our lives.
It's a lot of face.
It's a lot of face.
So yeah, I created a jawline again.
Did you shave?
This is about a week.
All right, boys, it's a live imaging Tuesday. Not a lot of meetings today, so I'll be here more. So,
good.
Togo's twice.
No, we'll get Give to us it. 11 o'clock.
I got it on the pad. You know,
it's on the pad.
Once it's on the pad, it's in the show. So it's going on the pad.
Might
double
need
Togo's.
It now.
The pad or Togo's?
A little
Togo's.
Bit of both. A little bit. Yeah, give us the Togo's.
No, you got it. Guys.
We got nothing today. this wasn't like a, hey, let's do it. This is a desperate Hail Mary.
Do you want Juwan Howard to say no again?
No, we're good on that.
Man, why'd you do that?
No, we're good on that.
We could eat
Juwan,
Strauss,
we could only talk to
we could
talk
Ethan
about
Strauss
so many
on
times.
For a segment. I mean, that might be interesting. Anyway, Travis and Slee continues right now.
At 11 a.m. We'll get out.
He's teasing the Togo's. Yeah, I'm picturing a large pastrami at one point, and then there's definitely a meatball component that took place.
Yep.
These are the things that I'm picturing.
I love the, you know, you already went there, and you're like, man, I you ever kind of have this. You know what sounds really good right now? Some pizza and wings. You know, like, there's a place that I really want to go get those pizza and wings. And then to come back there 8 hours later, it's like the same person working that shift. You're back? Okay, I don't want to talk about it.
No.
Just let me order.
No, you got to play it off like you've got a doppelganger. Huh?
Sir, you forgot your credit card here.
I've never been here before in my
life.
I'm
open tab. You know, that you go to a bar, they ask you, you want to keep the tab open? Yep.
Leave it open. Only it's wings. I'll be back in 8 hours. Just have another 40 wings ready for me at noon, and I'm going to be back at 8 and have them waiting for me. Yeah, who knows? ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's try. You want to try a phone call, Al? You don't look like you want to. That didn't seem super enthusiastic. Saul in the Valley. Saul, you're on with Trav and Slee. What's up?
Hey, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I just wanted, like, to try to help you guys out, like, the situation that you guys have going on here with the disaster that Rob Pelinka can't get his act together. Maybe they should bring in Popovich where he could do all these things where he's been doing it for a long time. I'm a long-time Spurs fan, and I miss the days where it was, like, you guys and us. If it wasn't us going, it was you guys going, but the West was dominant. You know what I mean? Like, I want to bring those days back. You know what I mean? And I think that just like Phil Jackson left like the Bulls and he went to the Lakers and went to a good life situation, why can't Popovich, with all the years and all the stuff that he went to, be blessed with that and let him come over here and figure this out? I'm pretty sure he'll take you guys to the land of glory. Will be the only time I'll ever go for the Lakers, you know, because like I feel that he has like that. You know, all of his, you know, track record speaks for himself, so everybody will respect him and they know.
So I appreciate it. Thank you for calling. Thank you. My man, it ain't happening. You know it's funny. You know what the NBA is trying to do? You're trying to get coaches from like branches of, hey, this guy was under this, and then if you could get that guy who's under this, and that just branch kind of continues. I don't know what to tell you.
I do. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's just ridiculous. There is no, hey, if you get this guy, everything snaps into place. Doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. Greg Popovich is not going to coach the Lakers.
No, he's not. So that's okay. Why it's not a
conversation. So it's like in this, like, well, bring back Phil. No, stop. These guys that were here before, or these guys that are at the top of their game, or especially a guy like Popovich who may even be 70 or very close to 70.
Well, the conversation is if Quinn Snyder leaves Utah, he may go to San Antonio, take over for the Spurs, and Popovich be done.
It's when you hear stuff like this, it's the cold, hard reality of the situation that they're in, which is there is no path to fixing this on the fly. Mm-hmm. Like you've said before, you got LeBron James, you got Anthony Davis. That's not nothing, but it's just the very beginning of it. And there's a bunch of question marks that come with Anthony Davis.
With those two.
Fewer question marks with LeBron, but they exist.
It's the 20th year.
Right. Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. And this, they just need, guys, this is the problem. It isn't just get this guy or trade for this guy or move Russ or send this or draft this guy. There are so many things that are in the way to this thing turning around. There's no coach. That's why, you know, Kevin Garnett making fun of the Lakers. Are the Lakers serious? They're not serious trying to get better with this list of coaches. You know, profanity, they're not serious. No, they're not serious. Forget it. That's what it was. That's what he said. Forget it.
But that, can I say, that profanity really feels good when you do say that one.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because it's profane without really being like super nasty.
Yeah, and you could do it. It's very conversational.
Get the out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man.
Can we say that or no?
You should. I think that you should go. We can get Bobby in there by the end. We could get him back by 11. He could be in your chair.
Technically. Yeah. Because we have, it could be dumped, I could actually say it. The problem is, I think on the podcast, you can't dump it.
Well, I'm going to hold on. Let me get my phone out. I'm going to start recording.
I can take it out in post.
You can take it out on there, too.
How good would it feel?
You should. Just quoting Kevin Garnett.
So now you guys don't want me to do my journalistic investigation by actually quoting what he said.
They should hire Greg.
Come on, Disney. Yeah.
Okay. Come on. What are we doing here? What are we doing? Al can't say the F word on the air, and the Lakers can't find a coach.
I don't even want to say the F word. I want to say the whole thing.
Yeah, the F-O-H.
F out of here.
Yeah, right? It's a good one.
It's a good one. It's a really good one.
Is it your go-to?
No, I don't say it enough. That's why I think I like it. And I feel like KG saying it is so much better than when I say it, but
it's F-O-H is better than W-T-F.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's better because WTF gets way too much traction.
FOH could be as simple as, like, you're at...
And it's a contraction, which makes it better.
FOH, you could be at the mall, and you're buying jeans, and somebody tells you, yeah, those are 50% off. FOH. Are you kidding me? Really, 50% off? You see what I'm saying? That's so much better than WTF. It's almost like I feel like I'm going at somebody. I don't want to go at somebody.
It's oddly non-aggressive.
Right.
It's dismissive.
Yes.
It's a good combination of exclamatory and dismissive.
FOH could be your You're at church. No,
get out of here. So yeah, church. So
like,
all
what,
right.
What a great mass.
Get out of here.
I almost want to say it like an Italian, like, I'm walking here.
That's it.
Just bring it to church. Tell the priest. Tell the altar boy. You know, you get
that was amazing
down there. Out of here. You should do it. I think that's your new goal. Yeah. That is to bring that vernacular, the Kevin Durant, the Kevin Garnett slang to your local diocese.
By the way, KG, thank you for your input on the Lakers stuff.
People do seem to enjoy that, don't they?
They love it. I mean, let's use our network as an example. How many times are the Lakers brought up on ESPN in the last 30 days? They're brought up as
almost
if
every
in
day.
Their West, they're brought up more than the Mavs. They're brought up as in they're in the Western Conference Finals.
They're more interesting.
And they're up 3-2 on the Warriors.
They're more interesting for all the wrong reasons, but it's still interesting. You know, the Warriors are going to put the Mavs out of their misery here tonight, and then we'll just, you know, out of here. We'll go back to talking about who the Lakers are going to hire as their next head coach. Hey, did you see? Coming up next, it's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Taylor, I don't know if this is a hey, did you see kind of thing.
That's out of here.
But you're going to say it at some point today. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it to see when you're going to drop it.
The moment I closed the door, I went to go use the restroom. The moment I went out there, I let it out. I gave it to all of them.
You run into the janitorial staff. Get out of here. I'm just trying to make my way down the hallway
here. How clean this place is. F out of here.
Bobby thought yesterday, Taylor, that you were some sort of a combination like Magic Johnson and Matthew Stafford throwing no-look passes. Can you look at me and type on a different screen or look somewhere else and not look at what you're doing on the screen? He picked on some like two-way sort of action going on. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm never in there with him. I don't know. Is he just crazy? Was he seeing something that didn't exist?
Taylor's impressive.
Let's have him call the
so
show.
So he's probably got the mouse doing something, he's typing on the left hand.
Yeah, he said to me something along the lines
of preparing a grilled cheese sandwich.
He goes, he's looking over, he's talking with me, and he's typing over here, and he's not even looking at what he's typing.
Can I type without looking at the keyboard?
Not that. No, not. I think you could probably do that. I mean, you were doing one thing while typing on the keyboard. They had like three balls in the air once, like a little bit of a juggling.
Filing his taxes,
he thought
too.
It was interesting.
I don't give away secrets.
All right. Sounds fair. What do you got?
Did you see that a Seattle couple sold their home and they plan to live on cruise ships for the rest of their lives instead of paying for their mortgage? So they claim that their life at sea will be cheaper. So, Slee, how long could you live on a ship?
Not very long.
Have you ever been on a cruise, Al?
I have not. And I have no interest in them.
You've never been?
I've been on a cruise, but where was I going? I was going from like, I was in college. I was in Greece or something like that doing that. So it was like a day.
Okay.
One day to get to your next destination. But I've never taken like, hey, here's a 1 week. You're going to all these different places. I don't really have interest in it. I think it's more because there's so many people and blah, blah, blah. How long can I live on one? We'll go 2 weeks is probably going to be where I hallucinate from there.
Tops, right? Yeah. I mean, that seems like a long time. I've only been on one cruise in my life. And it was fine. I enjoyed myself. It was okay. It was just, to your point, it was a 2-day thing, one night. And I was good. I was ready to get off. I'd had enough. I can't imagine. Like, people live on boats, right? It's in the marina, and you sit there, and you live on your boat, and you go get groceries, and it's like a small apartment that floats, okay? Living on a cruise ship? Sounds awful. I don't want to.
If it was docked, I could do it, but.
Yeah, no, I don't want to just be floating around
the ocean.
So if
it's docked, you just get off anytime?
Sure, yeah.
Then I'm okay with
just
that.
Just a place to sleep.
Give me like a marina, a nice area.
It's a little different. You want to be out there? Well, okay.
Where my car is like literally right there. I could just leave and go to Trader Joe's.
We're on our way to Mazatlan again. And now we're coming back to Long Beach again. And now we're going to Puerto Vallarta again. Like, I just feel like you'd be, it's like constantly being stuck
in
traffic.
Even if you had a freaking super yacht.
Oh, no, no.
Do I want to be in the middle of the ocean?
You want to go see the comedian again? No. Do you want to go see the...
Want some shrimp for dinner?
Right. You want to hit the buffet again? No.
Guys, it's lasagna Thursdays.
We got...
Because Wednesday they had some left over, so it's the same dish again. Are you interested?
I don't know. There's so much to do on a cruise ship, and they could probably go on multiple...
How long can you drive the go-karts?
How long can you do it
again?
I could probably do a month at least. But it's also, like, you can go to all these different places. You don't have to just go to these small things. You can go to, like... You can explore the world. And that would be, so my younger sister.
But they're not doing that, right? What you're saying in the article, Taylor, you're saying that they're living on this thing, correct?
It's not just one cruise ship. They're living on several cruise ships.
Right. They're like going between trips. So like they can go to one that's in like the Mediterranean, then one that's in, I don't know, the Pacific, all these different places. So my younger sister has gone on two different cruise trips in the last month. With her boyfriend, and she loves it. So, I mean, there are some people that are like that.
I think there are people that are cruise people, and others that just can't do it. I'm more on that.
I'll make sure there's plenty of space for whoever wants to go. Mm-hmm. Plenty of space.
Bingo night again,
again. Hey,
they're doing it outdoor. It's raining.
Anybody from out of town?
They're doing it on the deck.
I'm not. I live here. Yeah,
Isn't that just life in general, though?
Live here. I do it. No, I'm okay with routine, but I don't know. Be able to get off the damn boat and go somewhere else.
F out of here.
It seems like a lot to me.
I think I could get in trouble by just keep saying that.
Let's find out. Keep doing it. I think you should add a letter every time until you just, right before you hit the
food.
I think the is where you're going to get ultimately in trouble.
Yeah, but I didn't say out. I just said F and here. I didn't say out.
Living on the edge today.
I didn't say the whole thing.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Did you see that the average American uses 100 rolls of toilet paper every year? So I know this is a divisive issue, and I don't really have a preference, but should toilet paper hang over or under the roll? Trav.
I have a strong opinion on this. First of all, 100 rolls per person?
Yeah. I'm 127.
I feel like I'm
127. I have a board in the bathroom every time I use one.
Like you're in prison, marking time?
Every time I use it, there's just a line on the wall.
You're Tom Hanks in Castaway.
It's not even a dry erase board. It's just literally a line in the wall.
You use your thumbnail. You carve a little out of the drywall, and you scratch them off one at a time. Just on the number 100, just give me way over. I feel
over.
Like I'm
over. Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
for sure.
No one's surprised on that one.
It should be a waterfall, not a mullet. It should come over the top. Okay, the roll needs to fall off the front of the paper needs to come off the front of the roll, not the back.
Not a mullet.
Right. The mullet is the one that comes off the back. The waterfall is the one that comes off the front. It needs to come off the front. I mean, we're having a society because there's a really good reason.
Okay.
If it's under, sometimes it's under there and you can't find it. If it's over, you just have to spin it and it starts to go and you're ready to go. Under, it could just spin on itself. It drives me insane. Because my wife will sometimes go with the under, and I'm like, what are we doing here?
Okay,
now I have to do that thing where now there are three locations in my house with this issue.
This is
so
your
now
problem.
I get one. Now I got to go check the other two to make sure that they're properly stocked
this
and
ties
laid
us
out right.
Right back to the Lakers, okay? Because
it is a blank show?
No. Because there are multiple ways to success.
Okay.
Either way... Works.
You'll ultimately get where you need
What's
to go.
What's the problem?
Just convenience.
Okay, I understand this.
In the
beginning, when it's a brand new roll of toilet paper, that's a critical stage right there. Okay, that's an important stage because if you just get one area off the dotted line,
you got half a roll.
That's the critical area that not enough people talk about.
But as far as
the waterfall or the mullet, it doesn't matter to me.
I don't have a preference on that. It's gotten to the point here.
I'm not in somebody else's restroom taking it off and turning it over so that it's the way you want it.
So there's two. They're in our men's room here, right?
Yeah.
It's like a double barrel.
Double roll.
There's two. There's one on top, one on the bottom. somebody that works here knows how to do it correctly, because usually they're all over the top. They're waterfalls.
Yep.
But occasionally there's an underneath. It bothers me because it's the got one that on metal the top, thing. It goes
the one
down.
On the top then ends up underneath the one on the bottom. So you're actually grabbing from the top, even though it's on the bottom.
Just
do you see what I'm saying here?
It's just we should. It'd be like one of these. We all drive on the right side of the road here, correct? Just that we all know where traffic's coming,
that's
going.
That's a different conversation than the double-decker.
Let's standardize some things. Let's just all agree that we're going to go
one way. In
the
business, it's called a double-decker.
What does Magic have to say about this?
He'd be talking about how the handle needs to be different. He'd bring in a whole new element to this.
Okay, did you see that according to Myers-Briggs, 50.7% of the population is made up of introverts? This number kind of surprised me, a little bit high, but
I'm sorry, Taylor, what's the percentage again?
50.7%, so over half.
Okay.
So, like I said, that number is a little high to me, but my question is, are introverts too quiet or are extroverts too loud? Sleep.
Extroverts too loud. I think the person who's more shy, right? Like the person that's more, it's quieter. And I think this is probably more of just my preference. I'd rather deal with somebody like that than the person that's too loud. But the person that's too loud, there's a little bit of like, all right, he's kind of screaming for attention here. That's where I'd go.
I'm about to self-indict myself here.
Yep.
Okay. Self-indict myself. Is that a thing? Anyway, I talk too much. But an occupational hazard, to be sure.
You could talk too much. But
I'm not
do
done
it
talking.
In a way,
let me finish.
But do it in a way that's not loud.
Fair, fair. But I find myself sometimes prattling on, and I really say, Trav, shut up. You've said enough. Just stop talking along the way. That being said, I am guilty of being that guy. I would much rather be around somebody that I got to pull it out of a little bit than somebody that I'm thinking in my own ears, will they please stop talking? So basically, I'm having a conversation with myself all the time. I'm self-loathing for a variety of different ways, including that I didn't make my son wear shoes on the train. I got to figure out why the underneath doesn't bother you. We're going to do that. Plus, we're about halfway between where the Rams are at the end of last season and the start of the regular season. They got some OTAs going on. We like this team better than we liked the team a year ago. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.